It began its mission over 9 years ago. The goal of the New Horizons Interplanetary Space Probe is to transmit back to Earth the closest photos ever taken of Pluto. And this week is a big one for the mission as the probe makes its closest flyby of the dwarf planet. And now let's talk about what will be a historic week for NASA with Dr. Jim Green, NASA's Director of Planetary Science. And Jim, thanks for joining us. It's been a long wait for you guys, but the excitement must be building now.
Indeed, Mike. It's just been a fantastic ride so far. You know, we've been on pins and needles working with the mission, keeping the spacecraft healthy and on track, looking for potential problems in its way towards Pluto, and everything has worked out perfectly, and we're on track for a fabulous encounter.
Now, talk about this project, this mission, and what NASA hopes to learn from the images returned from the craft.
Well, we now know that Pluto is a member of a completely different set of objects. These objects were theorized in the 50s by Gerald Kuiper, and we call them Kuiper Belt objects. And Pluto is the archetype. It's the largest one in the set that we know of. In other words, there may be tens of thousands of Pluto-like objects well beyond the orbit of Pluto and out into the outer part of the solar system.
And I know this has been going on, and we've already been getting images from Pluto. What have we seen so far as this thing gets closer and closer?
Well, as everyone can tell when they get on the internet and see the latest, just like I am, this is a beautiful object. There appears to be some craters, but there are huge regions where it looks like there's no craters at all. Now, this is unbelievable. That means somehow we're looking at new and fresh surfaces. So how is that happening? This planet may be very geologically active in its past that has eliminated these craters. And so we want to know what's happening today with it.
Now talk about how these images get back to Earth. I mean, is it instantaneous, or does this thing take a while to transmit the images from what it's seeing back to us down here on the ground?
Well, you know, New Horizons has been flying at breakneck speed since we launched it in January of 2006. And so consequently, it is very far away. You know, Pluto is about 40 times the distance that from the Earth to the Sun. We call that an astronomical unit, and Pluto is at 40 AU. That represents the light travel distance of about 4.5 hours. So in other words, when New Horizons scans the sky, picks up images of Pluto and Charon and the moons, and sends them back, we don't get them until 4.5 hours later.
Amazing stuff. And this mission hasn't always been smooth, though. There was a time where we thought it was lost, right?
Well, it went into safe mode. Indeed, we did lose the signal. And when that happens, we stand by and we let it acquire us by finding the Earth and then sending the data back, saying, what do you want me to do next? It got confused. That happens. Safe modes do occur on spacecraft, and it's one of those things that we learned early on in the space era that our spacecraft need to be intelligent enough to shut everything down, acquire the Earth, and wait for the next set of instructions. That happened on July 4th, you know, the Independence Day, so it was acting very independently, if you will. And we did reacquire the signal, figured out what the problem was, straightened the conflict out, and got it back on track of analyzing data and continuing on with its run to Pluto.
Talk about the team behind this. I know this probe becomes a member of your family for so many years, and when we finally lose contact with this thing after its mission is done, just talk about the impact this has on the family there at NASA who keep an eye on it.
Well, you know, the principal investigator, Alan Stern, has done a fabulous job keeping his team with their eye on the ball. This is a dedicated set of scientists that have tremendous backgrounds in everything from geology to atmospheric physics to magnetospheric physics and solar wind interactions with planets and atmospheres. So it's a top set of scientists in the world. And it's a very tight group. You know, they've been living and breathing Pluto, for the last 9 years, and now they're even sleeping Pluto this week.
And when exactly do we expect to get those closest images?
Well, you know, now that the spacecraft is on the doorstep of flying through the Pluto system, what will happen is late on the night of the 13th, tomorrow night, it will send us its last image. And then it will turn its attention to completely analyzing and snapping images and spectra of Pluto and the entire system of moons that it has. And it will continue to do that for more than 12 hours. So we will not hear from it for a significant length of time. Now, it's important to note that we don't want it to stop doing that. We want to spend every second that it has doing real science. And then it stores that on board. It has an enormous storage capacity. And then after it flies through the system at 9:02 on the 14th, Tuesday night, it will turn to Earth and send a little ping saying, I made it, and I've got the gold on board. And that will be a joyous time.
Any final advice for us as we watch this cool mission unfold?
Well, it's gonna unfold very slowly because light travel time is so far away, and the spacecraft at the end of its journey in terms of going through the Pluto system will have so much data that it will take months to send it all back. And so we're going to uncover more and more things as time goes on. So new results will come out many months from now. And I'm sure as the public interest is heightened because of this beautiful object we're seeing, it doesn't look like our moon at all. It looks completely different. And it has an atmosphere. And it has geology on it that's pretty spectacular. We're gonna just be enthralled with the data for months and months in the future.